Did Brady give you $100,000 and Belichick $50,000 for your relief fund?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
It's incredibly kind gestures. Just goes to show what type of people they are. Despite everything, playing a game against each other, having practice against each other, and being, in the same division and things like that. For them to step up in a time like that and just help their fellow human is pretty special, and I think it speaks volumes to their character. So very appreciative of that, obviously, and I think that the way both of them went about it as well, just it was kind of quietly behind the scenes. I don't think that they even meant for it to get out. So just good people. Much appreciated for sure.
JJ, do you feel you're, cheated out of getting to play against Tom twice last year, and how motivated does he make you personally? I know you're up every week, but he obviously is the reference standard guy. So.
He's obviously probably the best quarterback of all time. He's an unbelievable player. They have an unbelievable coach. They have a great team. You love a challenge like that. You love going out there and competing as a competitor. You want to play against the best. So we always look forward to it. Having an immense amount of respect for what they've been able to accomplish, what Tom's been able to accomplish in his time in this league. Five Super Bowls, that's a pretty sweet-looking hand.
You look at his age, and you would think he would be more vulnerable to being hit, but he's always been pretty elusive. What does he do? What's the magic there?
Yeah, I think they do a great job of he does a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. They've been working together for, a long time in that offensive scheme, so he knows who's going to be open, when they're going to be open, where they're going to be open. Offensive line does a good job, so that's our job as defensive players, is to find a way, especially us up front, to find a way to get up in that pocket and hopefully cause some disruption.
JJ, you said after the game you were almost scared to open up your glove and see what your finger looked like. What did it look like, and how is it now?
Yeah, it's there. It's still there. It's good. It's not going to bother me too much. It's broken, but not bad. It's just a finger. If it was anything else, it'd be a problem.
Is it the kind of thing that you all to get healthy with time and just keep getting hit a lot?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows if it'll be healthy? But it doesn't. It's an injury that actually doesn't bother me a whole lot, because I hadn't had use of that finger for a long time because of I tore a tendon a few years back on it, so it wasn't very useful anyway. So I don't really need it that much, and so it doesn't bother me at all.
Coming back, something you've alluded to in camp, a bit of a process. You're going to take it, one step at a time. How is that process of getting back to where you want to be? And have you noticed anything after two games, going through two games, that you couldn't do maybe game one?
Yeah, I think it's just getting back into the flow of things. A full game, game weeks, things like that. And I think Sunday to Thursday was a good test, because that's a very quick turnaround there. But I really liked being able to correct some of the things so quickly from the first game to the second game and get back into the flow. And, the quickness and the eyes and everything is starting to come back really, really well. And I think that as each game goes on, it's going to come back even more and more. But I feel really good. I felt really good last Thursday. Obviously, there's a couple plays I'd like to finish a little bit better, but I think that overall I'm starting to really feel good out there and enjoying it.
Did you seem like you're in a lot of pain during the game? Is it something where you're okay and then it gets hit and it starts hurting all over again? Or
no, I was in pain probably for the last two plays of the last game with my finger, but no. It handles the contact really well. It's really a non-issue. I practiced Monday. It was no problem. It won't be a problem today. It's just a finger.
Can you take us back to the game last season? Were you healthy going in, and then was it a thing where, you knew you were hurt again? Take us through the whole process.
I'll take you through the process of this weekend. I'm looking forward to playing this game. I don't want to go back. I'm very excited about this year.
Have you thought at all about that game?
Oh, no, not really. No, I honestly haven't.
I honestly don't. Until
you guys just brought it up, I honestly hadn't thought about it. It doesn't really mean anything to me. I missed the whole season, so I could say walking into any stadium would bring anything back, but it doesn't. I'm so far beyond all that stuff, and I'm so far beyond the injury and the comeback and everything. I'm just playing football now. I'm just enjoying it. I'm loving it. I'm having fun. I just enjoy being an athlete again and not having to worry about any of that.
Just thoughts from you about a guy like Ryan Peterson. long, difficult journey to get here, and he's here and he's stuck. He makes a contribution. Thoughts about Brian?
Yeah, he does a great job. I think that Brian is a guy who knows his role on the team and executes his role extremely well. He's a phenomenal special teams player. He's had an incredible journey to get here, and he does such a good job out there of doing what he's supposed to do, doing it extremely well, helping to lead that special teams group, and he's a really good player.
You and a lot of your teammates, as you were talking about earlier, you've played against New England, played against Brady. Obviously, you know them a little bit. Do you feel like that helps you at all preparing each week, or is every year new, every one of his teams new?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you can say it's an advantage, but then they've played us the same amount of times as well. You know, we had the practice up at the Greenbrier. We had the preseason game, so they've got the same amount of film on us as we've got on them. So now it's a matter of who goes out there and executes and plays well. We're really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a great matchup, a very, very good football team in their place. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to the opportunity to compete.
So much time last year. Obviously, it's been a while since you got the sack. How eager are you to get that first win, or like, have you thought about that at all?
You know, I'm just more excited to be. It's more important for me to feel like myself than it is to the stats. I mean, as long as we win, I don't really care. And especially the last game on Thursday night, I felt like myself. So as long as I play like that and go out there, the sacks will come. I mean, numbers are numbers. That is what it is. But as long as we win, and I'm helping the team in any way that I can.
Is there anything in particular in that game, Cincinnati, that made you feel like, more like yourself that you were doing, or that the defense was doing?
No, I think I'd settled in more. Like I said about that first game, you know, I think there were a lot of emotions trying to do so much, trying to win the game on every single play, instead of just settling down, doing my job, and executing the way I know how to execute. So I think that's what it was. It was more just, okay, take a deep breath. You know how to play this game. Just play. And I think that's what I did, and I think that's what I'm going to continue to do.
JJ, on that. Give you the same attention as far as, are they trying anything new on you, or is it things you just expect?
I'm used to anything. I'm used to it all. So it's a bit of the same old, same old. Maybe since I don't have any sacks, maybe they'll let me go this time. I'd like that.
JJ, on that final play in Cincinnati, you missed the first initial try, and then it ended up back in your direction. You looked excited at the end of the play, almost out of breath. Mm-hmm. Take that play, how it ended up. What did you think about the ending to that game?
Yeah, I was very tired. I missed the first tackle, so that I had to make up for it. I wasn't just going to end it on that. But then, obviously, the thing that everybody wants to talk about, the big hit and everything, but that guy, that's an offensive lineman. He held on to the ball. I mean, that was incredible. I give that guy so much credit. For A, to catch it, I mean, that's not a guarantee. And then B, to hold on to it through the hit, so... I give Bodine a lot of credit. He deserves some credit for that.
What's the secret in that entire situation? Because your whole team's kind of waiting for just something to happen to make the play, so you don't get all tired and end up on a highlight. What's the secret of just controlling a situation like that?
End the game. Just go home. That's what I want to do. We're winning. I just want to end the game and go home. And so I was tired. I wanted to sleep.
Kind of where you can just play instinctively and not really think about, you know, like you say, you feel like yourself. Mm-hmm. Have you kind of made that,
yes,
that mark?
Yes, I have. I feel very good.
Is it hard with Brady how quick he gets the ball? I mean, that's one of the things that everyone talks about is how he makes a decision quick and get. Is that frustrating for you if you do get a good, you get off the line mm-hmm. quick and then he's already got the ball gone? How do you say yourself, okay, it might happen next time though, or what?
Yeah, of course. That's part of what makes him great is when he does get the ball out quick, like you said, you could have an awesome pass rush move, but it doesn't matter if the ball's out in a second and a half. So that's part of the key, is not getting frustrated. Is not getting frustrated as a pass rusher, just doing what you do on every single play, knowing that you may throw your best move in the world and it doesn't matter because the ball's gone. So you just got to throw it again the next play. And all right, Drew, what's going on over there? That's cool. No, but yeah, you got to just keep doing what you do. Don't get frustrated.
Is there anything you'd like to be able to do better right now than you've been able to do in the first two?
I'd like to finish plays better myself. I'd like to, you know, there's a couple TFLs in the last game. I'd like to finish a little bit better. Obviously, you want to get some sacks. But it's just fine-tuning my game, whatever. But I would say finishing plays and making sure I finish, getting in the backfield is good. I want to finish those tackles and really punctuate the play.